Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? What a wonderful Lord's Day we had here, Palm Sunday, at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great, great time together. God met with us, and we talked a little bit about what Judas missed and some enemies of the cross, and it was a wonderful Lord's Day with the people of God. Decisions were made for Christ, and we had just a great time as God met with us and spoke to our hearts yesterday. And hope it was that way where you were, and that you were in your place. You were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most of all, that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed, and maybe were just a little more like Jesus because we gathered together with the people of God yesterday in the house of God. Well, now we're looking forward to Resurrection Sunday coming up this Sunday, and we'll have services 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday, and especially the 5:30 service, a mini cantata by our choir called He Is Alive Again. That'll be Sunday evening, March 31st at 5:30 p.m. I hope you can come out and join us for that. Wednesday night, we'll have the Lord's Table. And have a special service for that this coming Wednesday evening. And because we believe, listen, Good Wednesday. It's not Good Friday. You're not going to get 3 days and three nights out of Good Friday from Friday to Sunday morning. And so I believe Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday. Thursday was a high Sabbath. And then, of course, Friday was preparation for the weekly Sabbath. And then Jesus, when they got to the tomb by Sunday morning, was already risen from the dead. You can get three 24-hour time periods, three 12-hour nights, three 12-hour days. You can see it go if you'll take that from Wednesday being crucified and put into the grave by 6 p.m. Wednesday night. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse number 43. Luke 6, and we begin by reading verse number 43. Jesus says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, they say life begins at 40. That's not true. And now they say, well, 50 is the new 40. I don't know if that's true or not. But I know this, life only begins when you accept Christ as your Savior. Not when you know about Him as Savior, not when you read about that He's the Savior, but unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. When you receive Him as your Savior, your sins are forgiven, your name is written down in heaven, your eternity is settled. And now Jesus is speaking to his followers. And he says, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I say? You call me Lord, ruler, master, and Savior, but you don't do what I say. And by the way, I accepted Christ my Savior when I was a six-year-old boy. I didn't crown him as my Lord until I was 18 years of age. I was saved all those years, but he wasn't the Lord of my life. And so I want him to be Lord of my life. The question today, first, is he your Savior? And then secondly, is he your Lord? He desires to be your Lord, not just your Savior. He's the Lord, Jesus Christ. Is he Lord of your days? Is he Lord of all your days? The first day of the week is the Lord's day. It's right. It's proper. It's not the Sabbath day. It was on the first day of the week he appeared to Mary at the tomb. It was the first day of the week that he appeared to the two on the road to Emmaus. It was the first day of the week when he appeared to his disciples. It was the first day of the week when Paul preached and the fellow fell asleep and fell out of the balcony. It was on the first day of the week we were told to lay by us in stores. God has prospered us. There'll be no gatherings when he come. Sunday's not my day. Sunday's the Lord's day. It's a day for him, not for me. It's a day for service, not for selfishness. It's a day for bus routes and Sunday school classes and singing in the choir and ushering and playing the piano or playing the orchestra or teaching the Sunday school or preaching the Word of God or going to the nursing home and fellowshipping with God's people. It's not a day for laziness and vacations and selfishness and a letdown day. It's the Lord's day, and he deserves our best. All our days belong to him. It's the same. You're the same Monday through Saturday as you are on Sunday? Are you a Christian 7 days a week? Is he Lord of all your days? Is he Lord of all your days? You ought to be, this idea of being a Christian isn't a Sunday thing. It's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week thing. He's Lord of all your days. Is he Lord of all your possessions? The Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. All that comes into my hands from him. Everything that comes to me comes from God, the rich young ruler who came to Jesus. And Jesus had to tell him, you sell what you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. And he went away sad because he had great possessions. It just means my possessions belong to God. The house I live in belongs to God. The car I drive belongs to God. The clothes I wear belong to God. The luxuries you have belong to God. The comforts you have belong to God. The paycheck you receive belongs to God. I'm just a steward. You are just a steward of what God gives to us. Now, the great news is he'll let you keep up to 90% if you want. Now, I keep less than 90% because I give more than 10 back to God. And Israel didn't do that. Israel kept more than their share. And God said, you're robbing me like a thief. I don't give. When I don't give, I hinder what God could do in my life. A man was named treasurer of a church. It was struggling. It was a farming community. And he said, okay, I will become treasurer, but I have some conditions. He said, what is it? He said, number one, there'll be no treasurer's report for 1 year. And number two, I want no questions for 1 year. Well, it was deemed odd, but they trusted him, and so they agreed. At the end of that year, he gave the treasurer's report. Church debt paid in full, $288,000. Salary increase of 8% for the pastor. Missionaries have doubled. There are no outstanding bills, and the balance on hand in the checkbook is $11,252. They were stunned. How? How? He said, it's simple. He said, I run a grain elevator. I withheld 10% of your grain and gave that money to the church in your name. And you know what? None of you missed it. What could be done? If everyone gave God what's rightfully his, the tithe, is he Lord of your possessions? Are they yours? One of your possessions, your children. They're a heritage of the Lord. Children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Your children are not mine. They're God's. To do God's will for their life. To do what God wants them to do with their life. What if God, are you willing? Does God have your children? If he calls them to the mission field, is that okay with you? Is he Lord of your possessions? Is he Lord of your plans? In James, they were making plans and saying, tomorrow we're going to do this or go here or do that or buy this or sell this. And they were making plans without God. He said, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we'll do this or that. That's what the rich man did. And when he said, I know what I'll do. I'm going to tear down these barns and build bigger ones. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Then I'll say to my soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And you know what God said? Thou fool. Why? All kinds of plans, but no God in his plans. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. You know not what a day can bring forth. Car may run a red light. That pain may come across your chest. Fire may ravage through your home. What's God's plan for your life? What does God want you to do with your life? What about your plans? Well, I have plans. What's God's plan for your life? Have you asked him?
Adoniram Judson went to Burma, a land gripped with Buddhism. He had to learn the language and then write the language so he could translate the Bible into that language. It was 7 years before he baptized his first convert. He spent 21 months in prison, and that was in a 20 by 40 jail cell with 100 other prisoners. A 20 by 40 room with 100 other prisoners. No restrooms, no ventilation, 14 pounds of chains on arms and legs. But he stayed. He served 32 years in Burma. And at his death, at his home going to heaven, there were 163 missionaries. And a churches of over 7,000 members, and he had 300,000 Christians in Burma. Why? God's plan. God's plan. Is he the Lord of your plans? I planned out of high school to work for the travel industry. Took travel training. In fact, I was working at a travel agency in Canton, Ohio, when God spoke to my heart. And I ditched my plans for God's plans. And I worked at our church camp that next summer and enrolled in Bible college in the fall and never looked back. Why? God's plan. God's plan, not my plan. Oh, find the will of God and do it. Do the will of God. The Bible says one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, much better to bow now than to bow later. I can tell you this and testify to you of this, that when you bow to God, the joy and the peace and the satisfaction, oh, it all comes when you yield to the Lord. Is he Lord of your days? Lord of your possessions? Lord of your plans? Oh, Pastor, I'm saved. I'm glad you're saved. That's salvation. But are you satisfied? You know where satisfaction comes from? When you take him as your Lord. He is the Lord, but you need to crown him as your Lord and yield to him as your Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Is he Lord? I hope he is today. And I want him to be that in my life, and I pray he'll be that in your life as well. Well, let's continue on this last week of March as we head towards Resurrection Sunday this next Sunday. And we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And I just want to share something with you tomorrow about three keys to happy Christian service. We're saved to serve. Well, if we're going to serve, I don't want to serve the Lord with madness or with sadness. I want to serve the Lord with gladness. Well, what's the three keys to happy Christian service? We'll get together and talk about that on the radio tomorrow, all right? And I hope you can spread the word, tell someone else about the broadcast, and I appreciate you listening to the Words to Encourage radio broadcast. And if we can be a blessing to you at all, prayer request, or just share a blessing with us, we'd love to hear from you today. Bob will give that information here at the close of the broadcast, all right? Well, have a great Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.